Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 16th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking and North Etzira. The general synopsis at 1800. High Faroes, 1033, slow moving with little change by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Etzira, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, fair, good. South Etzira, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later, fair, good. 40s, north 4 to 6, fair, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in East Dogger. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. North or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Dover. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. White, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. Biscay, westerly 4 to 6 at first in south, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in west. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, southeasterly at first in west, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Cape Finisterre. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southeasterly at first in west, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast, backing north or northeast later 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, east or southeast, becoming variable at times 2 to 4. Fair, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4, fog patches in North Bailey, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in North Bailey. East Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. West Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, fog patches later in Faroes, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Faroes. And Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in far northwest. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by west 3, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, east, northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1031, now falling. Lerwick, north 4, 15 miles, 1032, now falling. Wick, west 1, fog, 1300 metres, 1032, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north northwest 2, 14 miles, 1032, now falling. Lucas, south 1, 6 miles, 1032, rising more slowly. Boomer, northwest by north 2, 6 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Bridlington, north 3, 1028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 6, 5 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 5, 11 miles, 1025. St Catherine's Point automatic, northeast 2, 1025, rising more slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 12 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel automatic, north by west 3, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly automatic, north, northeast 3, 8 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, south, southeast 2, 8 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Valley, north 2, 12 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 3, 11 miles, 1029, rising. Valentia, northeast 1, 22 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 14 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Malinhead, east by north 3, 24 miles, 1030, rising slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, east 4, 27 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 15th of May. General situation. High pressure will remain centred to the north of the United Kingdom through the period, maintaining a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow that will often fall light and variable. Eastern coasts will often see cloudy conditions, but all areas will see mainly fair weather. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly and east, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable at times near the Moray Firth, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, near Rattray Head. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast 3 to 5, but mainly variable 3 or less, in the Firth of Forth and Tay. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north, backing northwest for a time at first, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less in the Thames estuary, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in east. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or northeast, becoming variable mainly north later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable becoming mainly northerly later in west 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable mainly easterly or northeasterly in north 2 to 4. Fair, good. And Shetland Isles, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 5 o'clock. And then Alan Smith will be here with the news, and you can hear the latest from Westminster in Yesterday in Parliament. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Indonesia. Coming up, the world's largest retailer, Walmart, tells its customers it's about to raise prices.
Walmart, America's largest private employer, is preparing shoppers for potential price hikes, possibly within weeks.
And Donald Trump tells Apple to stop building factories in India.
I had a little problem with Tim Cook yesterday. I said to him, Tim, you're my friend. I treated you very good. You're coming in with $500 billion, but now I hear you're building all over India. I don't want you building in India.
But can they bring them back to the US? And we look at how airlines are increasing their revenue. It's all about paying for seats and bags. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The United States has said it doesn't have high expectations for peace talks between Ukraine and Russia and Turkey after the two sides failed to meet as scheduled on Thursday. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said he didn't think there could be a breakthrough until President Trump met face to face with Vladimir Putin. Our reporter in Istanbul, Emily Wither, has been talking about Russian demands for these talks.
The Russians have said that they're ready to discuss possible compromises. We don't know what those are. And also we heard from the head of the Russian delegation, Vladimir Medinsky, earlier. He said that they are, quote, in a working mood. And I think one of the strategies will clearly be to show the Americans that the Russians are still serious about talks. The Ukrainians say by sending this lower level delegation, the Russians are simply stalling for time. It doesn't appear that either side is ready for any major concessions.
The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says the Trump administration is troubled by the humanitarian situation in Gaza, which is reeling under an Israeli blockade. Mr. Rubio spoke as at least 114 Palestinians were reported killed in fresh Israeli airstrikes. Tom Bateman is our State Department correspondent.
This was rare language from Mr. Rubio, who usually declines to point out the impact of the war on Palestinian civilians, instead calling for Hamas to surrender and release the remaining hostages. He also said the US administration was not immune to the suffering of the people of Gaza. Amid Israel's continuing blockade of United Nations aid into the territory, Mr. Rubio called for progress on a controversial Israeli-American proposal for private providers to set up aid collection points in Gaza, a plan rejected by the UN as unethical and unworkable.
The US Supreme Court is hearing a case related